WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. You can find all of our work at BaltimorePositive.com. I am headed to Super Bowl 56. I had to do the math on it. LVI. I don't do the Roman numerals. Our friends at the Maryland Lottery have masked me up. I'm 2-ply. I've got the little space in here for like the extra little thing. We're going to be out in LA. I know a lot of celebs are going to be there. I'm blown away by how many inbound emails I've gotten this week about folks that are going to be out there doing their thing. We are very, very appreciative of all of our sponsors here. I got some Wise Markets water and our dear friends at Coons Ford. And of course, my friend Leonard Raskin from Raskin Global, who sponsors us and sends us on our merry way. You know, like from a business standpoint, many years ago, I would put the Super Bowl in the package and we would have sets and Coors Light and giving away this and throwing away that and bringing home this and trunks of that. And, you know, in the modern era with COVID and stuff, I think you know this. 3 weeks ago, I didn't think I was going to LA, right? So I wasn't like, hey, I got to like have stuff or no. And now I'm genuinely, genuinely excited to go to a place where the home team is hosting and in the game and the fans don't care. And then all the Cincinnati people are coming in to see Joe Burrow. This is exciting, Leonard. This, if you love football and you like a little variety, and I guess at some point soon, the Bengals are going to become the bad guys, right?
Hey, you were on the Bengals. You said they're going to, you're riding that wave. You had your turtleneck ready. You were ready to go.
I have the turtleneck here. It itches a little bit. Otherwise,
I didn't think there was a chance in the world that they were going to make it. But they made a couple few teams look really bad. And this past weekend, they made Kansas City look awfully, awfully mortal in that second half. I thought at halftime, even with the 21-10, I thought for sure they had that game wrapped up the way they were playing. And somebody up in that booth was watching Cincinnati's defense and came in at halftime and said, "What the heck are we doing? We can fix this. Let's do this, this, and this." And they roared in the second half. Those Bengals, man, they bangled up. They put Patrick Mahomes on his seat. He was trying to be Superman. I think he was trying to do way too much. And then good old Andy Reid, who knows it all. Why he stopped running the ball, I don't know. But he stopped running the ball. He let it all on Mahomes. And Mahomes, the worst word in sports, right? He seemed to get a little throat-ish in that second half. I watched some of the postgame, and I heard a stat that said – it's the largest drop in, what is it, QBR, the rating, from the first half to the second half in history of the playoffs. He went from, man, lights out Mahomes, to look like a rookie with deer in the headlights and couldn't see the Bengals coming at him. And how many, interceptions, drop fumbles. I mean, he just looked... He looked like he did against the Ravens there for a minute, and he looked incredibly beatable. And then I'll tell you, that connection, Joe Burrow to Ja'Marr Chase, as a Ravens fan, that's scary for many years to come. that's some offensive power, and they showed it. They came back and they whooped them.
Don Moeller would be proud of me. So would Miss Monday for finding themes and all of this stuff, right? As you get a little older and you're playing the back nine, I'm at 53. So I guess I'm back nine, unless I think I'm going to live to 106, and maybe I will.
Right?
So, I think of the Oiler Bills game because I'm wearing a little bit of close to an Oiler blue in my Raskin Global gear here today. But I think about those kind of comebacks and the Tom Brady Atlanta thing. And I talked to Luke about that this week and how 28-3, 21-3, a lot of times that turns into 62-3 or whatever. Yeah. And especially in college, I know your son goes to Ohio State. We see those kind of beat downs in college football and that sort of thing where it just races away, even with the second team where it's mismatched. These aren't mismatches. These are two good teams.
But the notion,
this is where maybe I bring a metaphor in, or I find a theme for you being a money guy or a money manager. When the Chiefs were out there dicking around with the football with 30 seconds left to go in the first half, and they're up and they're feeling good. It's like being in Vegas, right? You're up, you're getting a little drunk, the drinks are getting a little wet, right? I mean, you're on a roll, you're doing well, and you're up this much, and all of a sudden – you make a really stupid bet. You know, you split fives. You just throw, you know, just do something stupid. You know what I mean? And to me, I'm sitting. We went to the Chaucer, by the way. My dear thing. By the way, Leonard, I know you like to eat, so I'm going to give you, this is an eating tip. And this is legitimately a sponsor. And you know me, like when I start to yell about how great something is, we had a great Greek salad at Pappas last week, by the way. So I'll give him a shout out too. At the Chaucer, the best grilled wings in the city, in the best wings in the city, get the honey chipotle wings at Chaucer. So we're sitting in there and like, we're bored by the game, right? The people that are, it was a nice, crowded, safe, good, but really good vibe. A couple Chiefs fans. There were a couple of Bengals fans, a lot of Ravens fans, a lot of boys, a lot of girls, a lot of food, a lot of beer, a lot of noise, a lot of air. It was good. And, but the game kind of stunk. You know, the game was kind of like, boy, Bengals aren't, this could be a 42-10er. You know what I mean? This isn't going well. And then that halftime thing happened and I'm like, that is sloppy football, peewee. That's sloppy in preseason. That's sloppy in flag football. That's sloppy. Like you just
What is with these coaches that they don't like field goals anymore? I mean, I don't get it. They could have won by three. I mean, you got to take points. You got 5 seconds on the clock. What the heck are you doing going for it with 5 seconds?
You're not playing to win the game. It's halftime. Take your points. Don't
and then come back out of the game.
This is your
ball.
Management of money. Whatever you do, you know, mitigate your loss. Don't give up the three.
Rule number
the three
one.
Has to come.
Rule number one, don't lose money. Rule number two, see rule number one.
There you go.
That's it. I mean, everything we do is based on the fact that we don't want clients to lose money. Over the long term, this is as old as kindergarten. When you were a little kid, you heard tortoise and the hare. And the hare got cocky and the tortoise won the race. If you didn't know that, pay attention. That's what happened.
That was second grade, I think, right?
Yeah, whatever year it was, you know, maybe you were in the different school, but whatever year it was, that's what you learned. And there's a book, Everything I Need to Know I Learned in Kindergarten. Have you read that book? It's great. Eat your cookies and milk, take a nap, and the tortoise beat the hare. And here they are, Andy Reid getting greedy, Patrick Mahomes getting stupid. And immediately, I mean, if you, 4 seconds.
Stupid. It really was. Stupid. It was like in any era, in any game, but with the Super Bowl on the line, how
take
can you be so sloppy?
Take the points, go into the half. You got all the momentum, 24-10. And you come back out and you say, we get the ball. We're going to do our thing. And then suddenly, not the Ravens most times, but a la some of the Ravens seasons or plays, they forgot the running game. I mean, what the heck was that? They just stopped running the ball. And now Patrick Mahomes is throwing 40 times in the game. And away you go. You know, you talk about these blowouts on another subject, just to go off topic for a half a second here. This weekend, the boys Ohio State Buckeye basketball team stepped into the Purdue world, who's a pretty good ball team. And I was watching that game and Ohio State was down 20 to Purdue.
And I'm Mackey? Was it at
Mackey. And I'm thinking,
have you ever
this
been to Mackey,
over.
By the way?
I have not, but I understand it's an amazing place to see a game.
Dude, I've been everywhere. You know this. I've been to continents, bullfights in Madrid. I've done it all.
Yep.
Go to Mackey. I mean, like, I seriously, Luke and I did it. We were out for the combine, and Maryland was playing out there. Like, on the Saturday, we were leaving.
Happened
and we're
to
like,
be.
You know what? We planned it all out, and we're like, you know what? We're going to go drive that 60 miles or whatever it is up the road to West Lafayette. It was cold as hell. It was February, but they were both ranked, like, you know, teens, you know, they were both very good.
And well, this was six on 16 and they were down 20. Ohio State was down 20 at Mackey. And just like the football game that came later, I'm thinking blowout. This game's going to 30. This game, they're looking really bad. And sure enough, I don't know what happened. Purdue got a little cocky. Ohio State got a little scory. And suddenly there's 25 seconds left in the game and it's tied at 78.
See, that happens all the time in basketball.
Exactly.
Like the game of runs.
It doesn't happen all the time in football.
Or or baseball or even hockey. When you're losing 5-1 in hockey, you don't win 7-6.
You pretty well lose. And so sure enough, you know, but then this kid for Purdue, 3 seconds on the clock, put up a 3-pointer and banged it in, 81-78.
The Buckeyes lost.
Yeah, with 0.6 on the clock, it was over.
Well, you can bet on that now down at the casino. You know,
I'm not betting. Rule number one, don't lose money. Rule number two, see rule number one. I'm not a gambler. I'm about the points in football, but only in talk. I'm not about playing it. I believe I said I would have taken the Bengals plus the 7.5.
See, I didn't think they were going to win. Listen, I've already figured this out. We're getting casinos involved. I've already told Dennis. I'm telling Luke. We're going to pick games next year, and we're going to see whether we're really any good at it. Because, you know, it'll be fun, and it'll keep – and, you know, Luke wants to do fantasy, and I'm like – I got a fantasy team. It's the Ravens. When they win, I win. But
I'm not a fantasy player. I'm about watching a team. I did
pigskin pick'ems around here for years, and you know how many fax machines we burned up and paper that we had to put into the fax machine at the turn of the century around here. Leonard Raskin is here. Raskin Global. Tell everyone what you do, because you manage the American Dream, and my American Dream was to go to one Super Bowl. I'm on my 28th next week.
Awesome,
Leonard.
So awesome. I've been to two.
I'm thrilled.
I've been to two and only two, and I go if my team is in it. Otherwise,
Jane Miller's still talking about that time in Tampa.
Yeah, that's it. I'm talking to Jane about it. That's exactly right. That's what I care about, Jane. Me and Jane and the Super Bowl trophy with my buddy David Modell. It was all good. And I'll tell you, we are about money. We're about everything money, from once you earn it, what do you do with it? You got to pay taxes. How do you mitigate the taxes? You know, big thing, big strategy thing we're working with people on now and all the time is people come to us, and I will tell you, no matter what's going on in their life, no matter what's happening, people want three things. And I don't care whatever they come to us for or what they say, it boils down in my 35 years to three things that people come to see us for. Number one is to help their children pay for college if they're, you know, so inclined. That's a big thing. People want to know, how do they get their kids through school? Number two, how do we retire? And how do we retire comfortably? How do we retire in a tax bracket that's below 10%? How do we retire in a place we want to live for the rest of our lives? The American Dream, as you said, you know, a lot of people move to Florida, move to Tennessee, move to Texas, move to Wyoming. Why do they do that? They do that because there's no state income taxes, and that's a big burden on people's lives. What we show people how to do in retirement is reduce their federal tax rate so low in their world of income that their state tax rate doesn't matter. So
that's how you get to stay in Maryland.
You get to stay in Maryland. If your federal taxes are so low that your state taxes are almost irrelevant, then you don't have to move to somewhere you don't want to live because of the tax burden. So if we can burn down your federal taxes, which we show people how to do all the time, how to save tax, we can grow wealth, enjoy wealth where you want to be. So you can retire. And what we like to call it is refire in place, because retirement is a bad construct. It's a stupid thing that they made up in Germany 100+ years ago about you should retire at 65 because the government was going to give you some benefit at 65 when nobody lived past 65. And somehow we got stuck on that age, and it's a bunch of nonsense. So if you love what you do, you're never going to quit. But if you don't, you're going to quit. You're going to find something else. You're going to refire and have a great rest of your life. And how do you do that? We help you do that. And the third reason.
That's why I'm here. I'm here for the refiring.
That's right. And the other reason people come to us is, how do I pass it on? How do I make sure the people and the causes that I care about get what I have so that I can leave a legacy behind of wealth and knowledge and wisdom? But how do I pass my wealth without the government coming in and taking more and more and more of it? So help people educate their kids, help people retire, refire the way they want, help people pass on their wealth to the next generation or charity or whatever they care to do. And no matter what anybody says, when they come in the door, that's what they're coming in for. And if that's what's on your mind, how do you live your American dream while you're earning it, when you're burning it, when you're spending later, and ultimately when you pass it on? We're here to help. And that's what we do. We love helping people get that first 100,000, that first million. We're not a firm that says you got to have $500,000 to call us. No, you got $5,000, you got $50,000, you got $500,000, you got $50 million. We're here. We can help anybody with their money. And professional advice is critical to financial success. We know that. simply because we've seen people do it without. And if you want to know the difference between professional advice and doing without, just look at an NFL team, look at the bar you're in when the games are going on, and listen to what people are saying the coaches should do. And unlike the weekend with the Chiefs, I think most people in the bar for the time I saw it, people were screaming at Andy Reid to kick the field goal, and he made a amateur, non-professional, in my opinion, mistake, but that's why he gets paid to be the head coach, and he can live and die with that in the offseason.
Leonard Raskin is here. He is Raskin Global. I am headed to LA next week. We're going to be doing full Super Bowl coverage. First stop on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery will be March 4th. We're going to be doing that at Nacho's Mama's Down on the Half Shell and Nacho Mama's Down in Canton. So I'm leaving this question for everyone, okay? Because when I saw that the Bengals were in and the John Taylor catch, and I remember the game in Miami, I had almost taken a job in Miami at the Miami Herald that year, the Overtown riots had happened, like all the stuff had happened. I had been in Miami that summer, and I'm thinking about where I was in my life at that time, like literally marking places in time. 89 season. I had just come into some personal wealth. I had a couple thousand bucks, and I bought a big screen TV, the one with the three, the red and the yellow and the blue.
Yeah,
and
the projectors.
I wanted to see a Super Bowl on a big screen in my home, and the TV was bigger than my house on Kane Street, probably 8% of the value of the house too. But at that point, so I remember that vividly and where I was and how I dream still of going to one Super Bowl in my life, right? I wound up watching 5-6 Super Bowls on that TV. And then I started attending Super Bowls. I went to the 92 Super Bowl, didn't go to 93 and 4, and then 5 through last year, I didn't go. Two of the games I took off. I gave my wife the ticket for the one in Phoenix where the Tyree catch happened. Yeah, yeah. She went to that game with her sister, the Tom Petty game. And the Jacksonville game. We came home early, and I gave my tickets to family for that. So I would say this. All these years into this, I say, where were you when? But more than that, how do you watch the Super Bowl? Because, like, I didn't get to see the commercials for a long time because I'm in the upper deck, right? So I'm, and then Twitter happens and people are reacting to commercials and the commercials rolling. And I didn't see the broadcast. I didn't see Janet Jackson because I was like in the arena when in Houston when it happened. So for you, how do you watch the Super Bowl?
It's a great question. For years there were parties. For years and years there were Super Bowl parties. Either at our place, we had lots of people over.
What's lots of people? Is that 12 or is 20, that 30?
20 or 30 people, 20 or 30 people at the house.
That's how I did it in the 80s before I had the television. I remember going to house parties with Dave Muir. There'd be 30 people running around yelling at the Cowboys or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely.
Back in the day. Sure.
Absolutely. We had some. We went to some. And then
and the game stunk when back when we were younger. In the 80s,
the games
it was
were
always
usually not good.
LA
not
was getting killed.
Always, generally not good. I remember watching the Redskins kick some butt. Riggins running over people, things like that.
Sure.
So, you know, parties here and there. And then I got to say, for some reason, I don't know what happened. We got old. I guess we got old. And Super Bowl Sunday is some nachos and cheese. And maybe, you know, last couple of years, it's been crabs. We've done crabs, halftime crabs, and sat at the house.
Well, just, there you go. So you have a thing. So
yeah, just get some crabs and watch.
Listen, Leonard, when we get old, right, we talk about what you eat on your Thanksgiving, what you eat on your Christmas meal, or what you eat on any holiday, religious holiday, 4th of July. Everybody's got a thing. Super Bowl is definitely a
crab feast day.
It's a creature of habit, whatever.
Yeah, it's a crabs and dinner. And this year, it's going to be, I don't know what it's going to be this year. My father-in-law turns 90 a few days after. I think it's the 16th. He turns 90. So the boy is jetting down. Father-in-law's in Charlotte. The boy is jetting down from Columbus to see his grandfather for the long weekend.
Nice.
And the wife is flying out to meet him in Charlotte Friday night. And they don't want, you know, it's not that they don't want me to go. It's just that it's good that the wife and son get to go see the father, grandfather.
This is Super Bowl weekend. That's happening.
Super Bowl weekend. This is happening.
So you're home alone
during the week. I'm home alone. Oh. I am home alone. So I am looking for the best place in town to check out the game, short of the casino, because I'm not going to find myself.
Yeah, man, you're going to go to Rofo and get like a chicken box, take it home, sit and there in the solitude of your
put my feet up
the Raskin
put
cave.
My feet up. You know that's what I mean? Right. Put my feet up in the Raskin man cave. I was thinking about, depending upon the forecast, we'll wait and see. I may drop the wife off at BWI and jet down to the beach for the weekend, you know, and check out the game on the big screen in the man cave at the Raskin Global.
Listen to the waves come in.
And I can probably get some crabs. Same thing. I can get some crabs and hang out at the beach place. And then, come back Monday for Valentine's Day and figure out where we're going to go to dinner.
There's so many different ways you can absorb sports at this point. Like Dennis Colazzo says he doesn't watch it in real time, pays no attention, then goes and watches it without the commercials. And I'm like, that's a unique way to do it. I used to do that with Orioles games on VCR 30 years ago and skip through the commercials on a tape.
The commercials on the Super Bowl are getting more pedestrian, but some of them, there's always one or two that are just outrageous.
Well, there's always cameos and stuff happens and halftime shows. It's LA. It's this big stadium.
Well, LA, NFL, I mean, I imagine it's going to be star studded out there. That stadium is magnificent and people want to be seen this year in LA at the Super Bowl. You're going to be, hanging out with Magic Johnson
Snoop.
Let's see. Snoop's going to be there the halftime, right? Snoop's doing the halftime. And LeBron's probably going to be there unless they schedule the Lakers out somewhere.
Leonard, I'm going to be on Radio Row all next week. I have no idea what to expect. It's not like usual crew or usual stuff. I'm going to have my masks on, on the whole deal. My Purell on the table. And let's just see how it goes. I mean,
it's funny you say that.
I'm taking a chance. I'm just hoping it'll be a good time. I think it's going to be a really good football game. I hope so.
We haven't even talked about the NFC game, but boy, the Rams, I got to tell you, shocking to me. Just shocking. I did not, halfway through the season, certainly at the beginning of the season, I did not understand the trade for Matthew Stafford. I just thought the dude's got a big arm, but he's just not a winner. And they bring him in, and now second year in a row, Super Bowl team playing in their home stadium, stunning. And like you said, during the game, it seemed like a lot of people out there cared. That crowd was ruckus for them, which is kind of amazing.
Well, I don't know. The 49ers made up half the crowd. It was a lot of
going on. Well, yeah, but the Rams fans were pretty ruckus. It was pretty good. And they won that game again, just a crazy football game.
Now they've mortgaged a lot. You talk about where
they have draft picks. No, they have no future. They did the all leverage, no income purchase. They went all in with Odell, Stafford. They brought Von Miller in for picks. They got everybody they could to win now. They put all their chips on 22, and they're spinning that roulette wheel. They got one shot at the big prize, and if they don't win, down goes. Was it FedEx? I believe it was FedEx. Back in the day, I don't know if you know that story. You can look it up. FedEx was a college business paper, if you don't know this, and the guy failed it. The professor said this model will never work. He failed it. And then the guy went out and created FedEx, and I believe he was down to his last batch of payroll money. Like, it wasn't going to make it, and he put it on, like, either red or black, something.
Fred Smith literally
bet it, and if it went bad, the company was going to close. And he got a great spin, great roll, won the money, came back to the company, and the rest is shipping history.
And almost bought the Redskins, from what I understand. And his son runs the Falcons at this point. Leonard Raskin, he runs things at Raskin Global in investing in the American dream and saving money and understanding money and understanding taxes and tax law and all that stuff. You can always find him at Raskin Global. You can always find him out at the front of BaltimorePositive.com. I will check in with you again next week. I'm not sure we're going to work our timing for next week.
Figure it out when you're in LA. Wes Ness. You're going to be Wes Ness.
Well, yeah, and you can see me sitting in front of a giant Joe Burrow, mural. So I said to my wife, I mean, that's going to be weird. I am Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570. We're going to be out in LA all next week covering Super Bowl 56. That's LVI. I'm learning my Roman numerals. And we are BaltimorePositive.com.